This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Faustino Tamez. Date of birth, January the 3rd, 1974. Case ID number is 733-8755. Date of exam, January the 11th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 50-year-old separated male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of testicular hydrocele over an enlarged right testy, comma, memory loss slash anxiety slash depression, comma, and left knee with fluid retention and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2017, where he worked for the refineries of oil for 11 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month, and sometimes did overtime. At the present time, he is living in a small room that was provided for him by a friend. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, testicular hydrocele over enlarged right testy. Number two, memory loss slash anxiety slash depression. And number three, left knee pain with fluid retention and osteoarthritis. History of allegation, number one, testicular hydrocele over enlarged right testy. The claimant states that in 2006, he developed a hydrocele in both scrotum areas over his testicles. The right one was more enlarged than the left, and surgery was performed by Dr. Feigl, where there was a removal of a hydrocele and a mass over the testicle. The claimant states that both surgeries resulted in good results initially, but that he still has swelling occasionally. The masses were not cancerous, and he is presently stable at this time. The claimant had the surgery done in 2022 on both sides. He is presently on no medications for this condition and appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, memory loss slash anxiety slash depression. The claimant states that since 1990, he has had severe depression and anxiety secondary to having meningitis and being hospitalized for 3 weeks. He states he suffers from sadness, comma, depression, comma, insomnia secondary to pain, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and generalized decrease in motivation. He denies any problems with crying spells, comma, violent acts, comma, homicidal thoughts, comma, panic attacks, comma, apathy, comma, anger, comma, decreased energy, comma, or any other symptoms related to his condition. He does have poor memory. The claimant states he bathes every other day, and states that he does brush his teeth every day as well. He was cooperative and pleasant, but was not future-oriented and did not show appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status was fairly normal. His general appearance was slightly abnormal. He was not well kept and appeared that he had not bathed in a couple of days. He was wearing somewhat dirty casual attire. He had poor eye contact with me, but he was alert. The claimant is oriented to place, time, situation, and person, but has decreased memory and missed some of the questions. His attention and concentration are fair. His speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory were slow and decreased. His thought processes were fair, and he did not have any dissociated symptoms noted. He denies any hallucinations and denies seeing shadows or hearing voices. He denies any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past or any homicidal thoughts. His mood was depressed. He does have a history of a left knee injury with possible torn ligaments and a deranged knee. He did not go see a physician for his condition and does not know exactly what his diagnosis is. He has a history of testicular hydrocele over a large right testing and has been surgically corrected for both sides. The claimant did suffer from meningitis in 1990. He did make an attempt to receive his GED, and he did work for 11 years, and apparently has not done any work since that time. The claimant does smoke marijuana during the first half day every day, which he has done for 20 years. He is presently on no medications for depression and is not working at this time. He states he's always on marijuana for the pain. Allegation number 3, left knee injury with fluid retention and osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2015 he injured his left knee and sustained instability of his left knee. He did not go to the hospital and has not been evaluated for this injury. He states he does have a left knee effusion. However, it was not noted on physical examination. The claimant's knee appears to be with instability, and he may have torn ligaments and meniscal tears as well. He is unable to ambulate with that leg at this time. He denies any fracture, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant states that he is able to walk one block with his cane. He can stand 5 minutes and is unable to climb the stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, but is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or lift anything above his head. He states that even though his eyesight is bad, he is able to button his clothes. The claimant does have a cane that he uses all the time. He has not seen a physician at this time. He takes Excedrin 500 milligrams QD 2 times a week for severe pain, which he states does help him. Family history. The father died at the age of 76 from a brain tumor. The mother is 79, but he does not know her health or her condition at this time. Medications, he's on no medications at this time. Medical problems, testicular hydrocele bilaterally, especially over the right enlarged testes, has been surgically corrected and a benign tumor has been removed. He appears to be doing fairly well. He had surgery in 2022. Meningitis, 1990. Left knee deranged knee injury, which has not been addressed. History of substance abuse. Decreased memory and hypoacusis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks 2 to 3 beers per day and has done so for the last 15 years. He does have blackouts and occasional delirium tremors. Substance abuse. The claimant smokes in the morning for half a day every day, which he has been doing for 20 years. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 176 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, 142 over 94 mmHg. Heart rate, 66 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 28. General, this is a 50-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head. He did have a 2-centimeter bump on the top part of his head, which was soft. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was very poor. Confrontational visual fields were also very poor and abnormal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is not able to see anything from 5 inches in front of his face. OS uncorrected. The claimant is unable to count fingers and is unable to see anything 5 inches in front of his eyes. Binocular uncorrected is 20/0. Could you please drop down to... Neurological. The claimant was alert but not completely oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed for the time. He did not have completely clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation partially. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 appeared to be abnormal for cranial nerves 2 through 6. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, untalgic, and he was limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane that he used at all times. His hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was fair as well. Hildesheim exam was abnormal. Romber sign was abnormal as well, secondary to left knee pain and instability. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the left lower extremity. There was no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity noted, except for the left knee, where the claimant does appear to have instability of the left knee at this time. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant was not able to flex at the thoracic or lumbar spine area. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the upper and right lower extremity. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees for the right side, and the claimant was unable to lift his leg on the left side, secondary to the left knee injury. Straight leg raise in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side, and the claimant was unable to move the left leg. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the left lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the left knee, where the claimant has instability of the knee and tenderness. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from the sitting position, and the claimant did have difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He has a cane that he uses all the time and appears to need possibly a walker in the near future. Neurological. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant does not have function of the left thumb. He is able to oppose fingers and make a full closed fist with both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant has problems with extraocular movements and confrontational visual fields. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left lower extremity. There is evidence of some mild muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +2/5 for the left lower extremity and +3/5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal for the left hand. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to the left knee injury. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant did have difficulty in hearing and appears to have hypoacusis of both ears, and his speech is slow and not fluent. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left knee, where the claimant has a deranged left knee and may have multiple ligaments and meniscal tears, as well as destruction of the knee. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. The claimant does have problems with the left thumb function. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some mild evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and severe limitations in his visual acuity and was not able to see the Snellen chart or to be able to see anything more than 4 or 5 inches in front of him. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in this workplace environment secondary to bilateral blindness, comma, decrease in left leg function secondary to a deranged knee, comma, depression, comma, substance abuse, comma, and generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, testicular hydrocele over enlarged right testes has been surgically corrected on both sides. The claimant does complain of mild swelling at times, but he appears to be stable and is presently on no medications for that condition. Allegation number two, memory loss / anxiety / depression - and not being treated at this time. The claimant does smoke marijuana 4 or 5 hours per day. He does appear to have decreased memory as well as hypoacusis, and his cognitive function and memory appear to be decreased. Allegation number three, left knee pain secondary to a injury with fluid retention and osteoarthritis, - confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant appears to have a left knee instability with possible torn ligaments and meniscal tears. It was difficult to do a physical examination on his knee secondary to severe pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Faustino Tamez.